Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're the apple of God's eye. He loves you, loves you, loves you. You ready to receive your healing? In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Jesus. You ready, sis? You're going to receive your healing right now? In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Billy Don, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for Billy Don. We thank you, Lord. There's no distance in the Spirit, so we're agreeing. We're agreeing with Ronnie right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody's well. Glory to God. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus.
We have one more, Pastor.
What? Oh, here we go. All right. You ready, sister? Thank you, Lord. All right. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. The anointing right there. There you go. Good receiver. Praise the Lord. We good? All right. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Nice warm day in here. Woo, I like that song. Thank y'all for doing that. What a lineup. Put me in a good place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Deb's Bible and her Altoids or whoever's Bible. Looks just like mine. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. I'm going to tell y'all something funny. So I'm really interested right now in Rome and Italy and just that part of the world. And so you know that Peter is buried below the basilica. And you know that Paul and Peter were in prison, in the Mamertine prison. And we've been there. Four of us have been there. Some of you may have. So Paul is actually, they believe he's buried 2 miles out. He was beheaded in the city. And he was taken 2 miles out and buried out on that famous road that I can't pronounce. But so I'm looking at all this on the internet, you know, because I'm like, okay, so where are all that? You know, Mark is supposedly in St. Mark's in Venice. They stole his remains from Egypt, Alexandria down there, and they brought them up because Egypt at the time was not of Christianity. So they stole his bones and brought him into Venice. You know, there's all this historical thing. So I'm like, okay. So I'm looking up all the others. And, you know, I think Thomas might have been in India and all these. And so I'm scrolling through, and y'all know how the internet is. So, you know, you believe everything that's on the internet? Get ready for this one. Where was Jesus buried? And then the next one is, where is Jesus buried? Well, we believe he's buried. I'm like, are y'all kidding me? Jesus ain't buried. He's alive and well in his body, in his resurrected body. So listen, if you're fully trusting the internet, I would advise you not to do that. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's pretty ridiculous. Please go to Deuteronomy 1:11. Deuteronomy is what they call the second law. Meaning that Moses led them out there, led them all the way to the promised land. They didn't want to go in, so he had to take them back out there. They had to stay out there, so when they're about to come in, he starts telling them what to do all over again. Y'all know this. It's one of the greatest books in the Bible. Deuteronomy 1:11, may the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are and bless you as he has promised you. So at this time, this is Moses talking. At this time, Israel's camped out on the plains of Moab and they're overlooking the promised land. They're still on the other side of the Jordan. And so God had promised them the land 400 years before. Any questions? Okay. So he's talking here to this new generation. Israel, they'd been there before, as I just said, but because of their unbelief, that earlier generation was not promised then the promised land. They had to die off. And when that generation died off, the new generation of believers came in and he began to say things to them that they needed to hear. So he blesses them, and he blesses them by saying, may the Lord your God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are and bless you as he has promised you. 1,000 times. 1,000 times. Now this past week, we were praying with the thermostats, and the word of the Lord came to us. And the Lord said this. He said, grand provision. Mm-hmm. Grand provision. Now he really put emphasis on grand, okay? He didn't say grand. He didn't say grand prosperity. He said grand provision. You need to listen to the Lord when he uses certain words. He picks words for a specific reason. And so he said grand provision. And so when you look that up in the Hebrew, it's exceeding great. Exceeding great provision. And so it's immense. It's excellent provision. So it's interesting to me. Like I said, he used that word provision. Provision. Are you with me? So he will provide for the vision. So he'll provide for the vision for this house. And he's going to provide for the vision in your personal life. Are you with me? This is a prophetic word for you. In fact, all this whole morning, and we're going to just go down the prophetic line, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this is what he said here. Provision. So, and it will be grand. Now we here, we've been in this a long time. We understand seed time and harvest. We understand believing for 30, 60, 100 fold. Mm-hmm. Now we're being offered grand. So we're praying this out, and Claudia types in this scripture, Deuteronomy, and says a grand is 1,000. Oh, yeah. Isn't that something called, your car cost you 75 grand, right? You know, 90 grand, whatever it costs you, 120 grand, whatever you're driving. So anyways, it's grand. It's 2 grand, 3 grand. It's all grand, right? So it's for vision, and it's corporate, and it's personal. This is what the Lord made me to know. Now, do you remember what Moses said to Israel? Because I'm about to say this to you, and you can either take it or you can leave it. But I'm going to say it to you prophetically. You ready? Yes. You have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Yeah. Turn and take your journey. See, I have set the land before you. I have set grand provision before you. Take it today. Take it today. Grand provision. Meaning it's not all about you.
Right.
It's not all about you being funded. It's about the vision on the ecclesia. It's about the vision on the church. It's about the vision in the ministries. But it is about the vision at your house. It is, it's about all those things. Provision. Grand provision. Now when God says that, gives me words like that, I like to go see what he's saying. And I just told you what he's saying. And this is for you. You need to take it. You've been at this mountain long enough. You've been at this level long enough. You've been here long enough. Some of you have been here for as long as I have. You've been at this place long enough. It's time for you to go up. It's time for you to go up. Well, you know, I've got my life settled and this comes in and that comes in. Well, that's not enough. This is about making funds and making progress for the vision that God has. Not for just for your comfort.
Right.
Not just about your comfort. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
It's not just about you. Mm-mm. It's about what you can do for him. Sound like JFK there for a minute. Praise the Lord. But you understand that, right?
Amen.
You've dwelt long enough at this level of thinking. Go on up and get blessed. Get rid of the religious thinking that God doesn't want you to have something because he needs to keep you humble. God wants you to have what you can handle. It's true. You need to be able to handle it so it won't ruin you. But if you'll come and do it, money is just a, it's just an amplifier. It's a tool. It's nothing more than a tool. So if you use it correctly, you'll bless the world and people will thank you when you get to heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you right now and we receive. And if you receive it, say, I receive it.
I receive it.
We receive financial prosperity and provision. And we have dwelt here long enough and now we're going to take our journey and come into the level of prosperity that you have called us into in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, brothers. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to give online, click. It was a nice purple day. Text VCHL on the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. You can see there how to give online if you choose to get, do it another way. There's also an address there if you would like to mail in your contribution. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to do it.
We are.
We're going up. See, you have to make some decisions in life and just say, I'm going to do it. Now, Lord, lead me. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you something. So we have decided to partner with the Hammonds. Y'all know that. Mac Hammond. And so I told you what we were doing and what we were putting in, and some of you jumped in on it. And I told you that we were going to believe God. No pressure on you. It's up to you. If God calls you to give, give. If he doesn't, don't. It doesn't matter to us. But if you want to get in on a good harvest, like, you know, a grand provision, you know, then we, did y'all pick it up? Are you waiting for me to bless it? Oh, okay. Anyway, we thought, well, we'll send $2,000 and then, we'll believe God for a hundredfold return. I'd love to just give them $200,000. Right.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
That would be another level for us. We've sent thousands to different things.
Oh, yeah.
But we've never done anything like that. We've received like that.
Yes.
But we have not done. So as of Thursday afternoon, we had $10,000. Now that's grand. We didn't have two. We had 10 that you all gave.
Wow.
All of us, those that wanted to give into it. Now it's still open. If you want to give, we're going to try to send to them monthly. They'll be on our monthly list along with the other umpteen people that we give to, ministries we give to. But, I was thinking maybe we should take the check with us as he's the first person that's preaching. Who knows that we might not get to shake his hand. We'll see. We're about to go to the minister's conference, so glory to God. But isn't that wonderful? So we're already going to be on a level. He will actually thank us online. You'll get to see him thank us. He's just a great preacher. But I'm just grateful for that. Amen. So look what the Lord can do when a few people just agree to do something. This happens to us every time. The big tractor comes every time, doesn't it? Comes right in back of us. We'll start mowing with a little mower and here comes the big tractor and wipes out everything and we go forward. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, Larry's mama went to heaven and, she has made her glorious entrance. Now, there's a wonderful story about this, and Larry, at the point whenever he's ready, this week, next week, whenever you want to do it, we'll have you get up and tell about the miracle. So, you let me know when you're ready. Do you want to do it now? Come on. Praise the Lord. Okay, you got to hit. Now listen, we don't pass the sorrow. We pass the love. But this is a wonderful opportunity. Listen to what happened. This is so good.
I'm going to try to do this without breaking down. Y'all just bear with me. But we did have a wonderful, is it on, Danny? We did have a wonderful day the other day. We got a phone call about 4:45. In the morning, and Mom had been in the hospital for a few days, and 4:45 came along, and the nurse basically said, hey, your mom is, and this, you gotta understand, these are the world's terms. These are not our terms. She said that she's dealing with anxiety and she's pulling everything off and she's leaving the hospital today. And I said, well, you better listen to the words that she just said. She said she's leaving the hospital today. You treat her for what you think you need to treat her for, but just let her know we're headed that away. So we got a hold of the family and we all just actually got there within a reasonable time. Jesse went and took the baby to school. Irie and Avery, we woke them up. We gave them the option to either go to a soccer tournament or they could come with me to go up there. And they said, Dad, we're going with you. Well, once we got there, these two babies here were champions and they crawled in bed with her and they were able to actually calm her down. We got the family in there and there was a bunch of us inside the room. And Mom, you know, she's standing up or sitting up in her bed and looking at everybody and she's pointing out, calling people by name, and she's actually blessing everybody. Yeah. It was, Pastor. And I'm kind of standing back and just watching. The babies were up there close. The nephews, the great nephews, my great nieces, they were up in there. They were getting close. And then Mom, after she got done, she said, and she's looking at everybody. And you go back and look at the pictures, and one day maybe you'll get to do it, and you can look inside these pictures and ask yourself, are you looking at a dead woman? You're not. And she said, let's pray. And I'm waiting, I'm letting everybody gather around the bed. Mom looks at me and she said, Larry, pray. I never closed my eyes, I was watching Mom. And I started praying. Blessing, loving, thinking, kind of coming to a close. And I'll break there for a second, but there's also something that Pastor had taught me years ago about a verse. Correct me if I'm wrong, John 11:23-25. Is that, okay, I'm close. I had actually prayed that over my grandmother, which was her mother. And she had said, you know, during that time that we had released my grandmother up, she wanted that to be prayed over her as well. And we'll go over that here in just a second. I was coming to a close, and Jesse picked up the baton, like as if we were running a race. She started praying, and I'm watching. Everybody else has their eyes closed. I'm watching Jesse. Well, she lets go of hands, whoever she's holding hands with. Reaches down and lays hands on my mother. She starts speaking in tongues and lays back in that bed. And she speaks in tongues and Jesse's still praying. And all of a sudden, Mom goes to sleep. She doesn't wake up. Her spirit left like that. Her body, her heart, beated for a moment. Maybe a few hours. Peace. It was peaceful. Now, if everybody could experience that, exiting out of here and going into heaven and entering into heaven that way. Yes, did you hear the words that I told you at the beginning? She's leaving the hospital that day. And she did. And she left and she went to heaven. You know, and this is, can I add this too, Pastor? What's awesome is, you know, I'm getting phone calls from the guys that they're close to me and they're a little salty. They're not in this church. They know who we are. They respect that. But they're talking to me and asking questions about Mom, and I'm sharing the story with them. Guess what they're doing? And they don't even realize they're doing it. They're repeating it back to me. They're getting it. What a legacy to leave behind. But thank you, Pastor, for letting me share that. Yeah. I'm good. Danny, here.
So the scripture is, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. When your spirit, both of my parents went home on that scripture. And when they hear that scripture, they're like, oh, I'm not dying. I'm stepping over.
Can I say something else?
Yeah.
So I forgot to tell y'all this. That's what Jesse prayed over mom, was that scripture.
Yeah.
I was sitting there after I'd gotten done praying, texting her. This is, and then she corrected me, and I went back over to Jesse, and she goes, that's what I prayed. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It gets down, and so the word works, doesn't it?
It does.
Now, the thing is she said, I'm going home.
Yes.
She made the choice.
Yeah.
She didn't get kicked out of her body. She said, I'm done. I'm going home. She felt like she had fulfilled her time and run her race, so she left.
Yeah.
You know, Charles Capps did that.
Yes.
He told them 2 days ahead, I'm going home on Sunday. And they're like, and he went home on Sunday. Many people have done that. Point being, you don't have to be sick to die.
That's right.
You can leave without harming yourself when you're old enough and you're satisfied.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for that. Thank you for, and you guys will be here on Thursday for a celebration of life service with her. Some of the folks will be here. So, and our folks can come be with you. Okay. Tonight or tomorrow, you'll see it posted. Amen. All right, let's go to Isaiah 60, verse 1. Praise God. When my parents died, I was young, a little bit younger than you. And the one thing that I learned very quickly is to stay on heaven's side. Remember where they are. Remember where they are. They're not, you didn't lose them. You know exactly where they are. That's one of the best statements I ever heard. And it has really, really helped me over the years to stay focused and not going into some wrong kind of grief. Amen. All right, Isaiah 60, you there? Now, I told you this before. Today is going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to preach to you. I'm just going to show you what the Lord showed me for us as a church for 2024 and on. And I want you to see this, and then you'll pick up real quick what I'm doing. So I'll be reading a lot, actually, today. So, verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Now, you know, Gentiles for us, we're Gentiles, we're the Goy, as they call us, we're the Goyim, but actually, when you get down New Testament-wise, it means people without God. So we're not the Gentiles now.
Right.
We're people with God, right? Okay. So, let's see, where was I? Verse 6, the multitude of camels shall cover your land, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come, they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Naboth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are those who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roost? Surely the coastland shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons afar, their silver and their gold with them, to the name of the Lord God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he's glorified you. The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you, for in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Therefore your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession. Sounds like grand provision to me.
Yeah.
For the nation and the kingdom which shall not serve you shall perish, and those nations shall be utterly ruined. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress and the pine and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the make the place of my feet glorious. Also, the sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you, and all those who despised you shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion, the Holy One of Israel. Now, I understand, in this day, they're talking about Jerusalem. In our day, they're talking about us. Zion is us. Okay. So, whereas you have been forsaken and hated so that no one went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. You shall drink the milk of the Gentiles and milk the breast of kings. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. And instead of stones, iron. I will also make your officers peace and your magistrates righteousness. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting or destruction within your borders. But you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun shall no longer be light by day, nor the brightness of the moon give you light, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light and your God, your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Also, your people shall be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. Any questions? The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be fulfilled. A little one shall become 1,000. And 1,000, one strong nation, I, the Lord, will hasten in its time to perform it. Now, life is choice driven. Yes. Do we know that? Life is choice driven. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. What a good hint. That both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land. Okay, yeah. Which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give them. So here we see that you have a choice. People choose the death cycle, don't they? They choose to live in the death cycle, but you can choose to live in the life cycle. You can choose not to live under the curse, but under the blessing. The curse is the death cycle. That would be you choosing to. Now understand, Christians are not cursed. Jesus paid for that. But what happens is they don't know it and they're ignorant. And so the lie of the curse, they flow with it. Even people that know it get caught up in that. We shouldn't, but we do. But you're not cursed. Now people have inherited certain things that could be curses from the generation, but you were set free when you received Jesus. What you have to do is know that. So that's what people that are preaching breaking generational curses are saying. You're getting free from the lie of it. Amen. Okay, so you're going to be making these choices every day. Now, we happen to be a people who've been taught this over and over. You make quality decisions. You have to make quality decisions, not just decide something one day and then change it the next day. It's like you put a stake in the ground and say, this is the way this is going to be. This is how it's going to be. And then you go with how it's going to be. Are you with me so far? Okay. So the verse here we read is actually something that the Lord spoke to me about our immediate future, Isaiah 60. He's actually giving us a gift. He's announcing that the way to get where we want to go is arise. He's calling us to arise. And he's supplying what it takes to do all the things that need to be done if we'll just do one thing. You just have one thing to do. Arise. That's your part. This year, 24, 25, your part is to arise. God is offering us more of His presence. He's not socialistic. He doesn't dole out the same amount of presence to everyone. He wants to. He wants every one of His children to come into His presence and become His friend. Yes. That's what He wants. But you have to make that choice. And so it's like this. The scripture says many are called and few are chosen. People are like, what does that mean? What does that mean? That's real simple. Many are called, but few people come into being chosen because they won't take the responsibility. They won't say, yes, I will. Yes, I will do this. Yes, I will follow you. Yes, I will be a part of this. Yes, I will receive. Yes, I will use my faith. So you have, God's looking for the available. You don't have to know everything. You just need to be available. And so, He's offering to us more of His presence. And so you do well when you're closer to the Spirit of God. When you're closer to God, you're going to do well because He's the most powerful one that exists. And when you're full of God, when you're flowing with God, you're overflowing with God, you're bolder, you're fear-free. Fear-free life is a failure-free life. You can move forward into things. It's easier for you to use your faith when you're full of the Holy Spirit. It's just a wonderful thing that He's offering. So the more God, the more presence, the heavier presence, the better you're going to do. So this is not just about we're going to have a little Bless Me Club party and we're all going to get, quote, drunk in the spirit and we're all going to fly around the room a little bit and watch Jesse do the chicken dance and Patty laugh on the floor and all these things that could be, you know. No, it's not that. Things are happening to us when we're worshiping. Things are happening to us when these things happen. The presence of God, He comes in and your body can't help but react. Sometimes it's just so heavy weighty, you're just sitting there like, ugh. And then sometimes it's just like, bing, it's like electricity. But this is what God is offering us. He's offering for us to come in corporately, to tune in with each other, to make supply with each other, and let Him do what He wants to do with us.
Yeah.
Amen. You're just as much a part of this meeting today where you're sitting as I am where I'm standing.
True.
You have to do something in the anointing. You're not an audience. You're an assembly.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We could gather together and be a pile of rocks. But if you assemble a pile of rocks, you get a fireplace and you can burn, baby, burn. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to be something that can hold and do things, hold the presence of God and work and flow with Him.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, why do we even want to? Why wouldn't we want to? I mean, we're talking high octane here.
Yeah.
We're talking about moving forward fast. We're talking about seeing this world get saved.
Yeah.
We're talking about our personal lives from going from the pit to the palace.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about peace, joy. We're talking about people, you're able to reach out and people get healed in your presence. We're talking about helping people, solving people's problems.
Yeah.
Amen. So we're going to arise because if God is shining on you, we're going to talk about what you get now. Okay? So He named off all these things that you get when you arise. The word arise is kum. It's Q-U-M if you want to look it up in the Hebrew. And it means, the Jews taught us this. Actually, Chip taught us that, and I'm sure Billy taught him and the Jews taught Billy, I'm sure. It means first and foremost, get yourself to another level. So when you sang You Are Worthy of It All, when Jesse led you in that, if you tuned into that, you were coming up to another level. If you were thinking, oh, hurry up, we got to move on along, you weren't coming up to another level. But, you know, if you were thinking about something else, but if you tuned in and flowed, then you came up to another level. You were arising. Right now, most of you are participating with me. I can tell by the look on your faces, you're really tuned in to what's going on. So we're arising right now. Now, here's what you're going to get. Even though there's great darkness in the world, the Lord will arise over you and His glory will be seen over you. That's the first thing. No matter how dark it is out there, you're shining. Okay? Now, so here we go. Those without God will come to your light. That's one thing. All right? High-ranking people will be drawn to you. You got that? This is good because it's not because you need to be so popular. It's because you need to fulfill purpose, God's purpose. So it's not about popularity, although that appears to have an effect, but it's about fulfilling purpose. Amen. I pray that you don't regard the leaders that we listen to on TV as TV stars. You see them as who they are in the spirit realm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, but just for you, people, now when we say king, that should make you think grand provision. Or someone who makes important decisions. Okay. All right. So you'll see people gather together, come to you, and it says your sons shall come from afar and your daughter shall be nursed at your side. So they will come and be fed truth. That's what that means. So if you got kids out there, or you got spiritual kids out there, or you got any kid out there, they're going to start being drawn to you as you arise, and they're going to want truth. Okay? We'll go a little faster here, but we got to get going. Now, so it's, notice they gather and come. You had a gathering when you began to speak. They gathered and came. People are starting to be drawn. Now what is this? Now what do you, they're drawn to hearing and wanting the truth. Are you going to expect that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, nobody listens to me. No. See, honey, you didn't get it. You're arising with the light of God. It'll flow out of you. Well, you know, Pastor, I'm not much of a public speaker. No one asked you to be good at that. They ask you, Holy Spirit's just asking you to say what He says. Get your mind off yourself. All the stuff about, well, I wonder if I did good. I wonder if I sounded good. And did I look good when I was preaching and all that? Get over that. You're trying to get a message to help people. Let Holy Spirit flow through you.
Yes.
You be you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be Joyce Meyer or Brother Copeland or anybody else. You just talk wherever you're from. Holy Spirit will give you the words. Amen. That was added extra here. The wealth of the godless shall come to you. That's good news. The wealth of the godless shall come to you. That's one of them. The multitude of camels shall cover your land, and the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, for all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring golden incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. Some of these I'm going to repeat the scripture to make sure you get where I'm going. Because I want you to understand this. Camels are ships of the desert. Point being, they carry much in harsh climate. In other words, God's trying to tell you, even when there's harsh climate, I have a way to get you what you need. You got it? Okay. Dromedaries are the smaller camels. They're fast. So He can get you what you need no matter what's going on, and it can get to you quickly. That's what these scriptures are talking about. So now it says they're bringing precious metals, it said gold, and things of great value. Now, Sheba, she was a descendant of Abraham and Keturah, okay? Mm-hmm. She came to Solomon. For us, this is saying the people group will come to Christ. Do you get that? The people group will come to Christ. So Sheba, that's a people group from Egypt. They're going to come to Christ. Amen. Now, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebo shall minister to you. Now, Kedar is also a descendant of Abraham and Keturah. Y'all know who Keturah is? She's the one after Sarah. He married again.
Yeah.
You know, with... Abraham's faith was a working.
Yeah.
He's 100 years old, and him and Sarah finally had one baby. But when she died, he got him another wife, and they had some children, y'all. Okay? So his faith went on working there. All right. So Kedar was part of that. So here's what we would say about this then. We would say that other family lines will come into our covenant. Other family lines, if you can get that, will come into our covenant. Now, Nebaioth here, or I'm saying it wrong, Nebaioth, whatever, is the son of Ishmael. Now, this is where we're getting technical here. Muslim conversions. Muslim conversions. Ishmael brought forth the Muslims. Okay. Now, they shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. So that's us. We're glorified. Verse 8 says, who are these who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roost? Large groups or amounts hasten to you. Large groups or large amounts. Large amount. Grand. Grand. A great number of people. A great number of whatever it is you need. Or a great number, a great amount of cash if you need it. Or how about land? Whatever it is. This is about provision. But it's not just about provision. It's about people coming into the kingdom. It's about those two things. And some other things. All right. Surely the coastland shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come to bring your sons afar, their silver and their gold with them. These are people that do well getting saved. To the name of the Lord your God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. Now, this is a global call. This is about a global call. God will use the best instruments to bring in those from foreign places into the kingdom. He's got the best interest, the ships of Tarshish, that's the best way they could bring stuff in. Okay? God's gonna use for us, he's gonna use whatever is the very best way to get what we need to be able to minister out. Whatever it takes. If it's a plane ticket for you to go somewhere, and you, or you need to go to a certain, do something for a ministry, or you need to go to a country, or you need to reach certain peoples, can we think beyond ourselves? Can we? Because I promise you, if you think beyond yourself, yourself will get everything it needs.
That's so good.
Okay. So God will provide every single thing that we need. And it, for a global call. Now, they who have been devoted to a foreign and false religion shall become devoted to the true religion and engage in the service of the true God. So while you're arising, people who have been in other religions will see God on you. They're going to see God on you, and they're going to come and come to Jesus. Yeah, absolutely. They'll be born again. Yeah, okay. So there are actually, you know, there are actually church people who aren't Christians. They don't believe in being born again. But the Bible says that demons believe. So you have to allow Jesus to come into your heart. You can't just say, well, I've always known who Jesus was. That's when you're going to go back to looking him up and seeing where he's buried, I think. but this is not like that. There's a time when you confess, I believe he was raised from the dead. He is Lord. And that's when you're born again. And that's when your spirit lights up. Well, a lot of people who are in religion, some aren't. But they're going to be. They're going to come out of being in religion and come in to the true God. And they're going to do it because your light's shining. Because, and you're like, oh, I just need to turn my light on. We'll get to that. Stop struggling. There's no need to struggle over it. He said, the glory of the Lord will rise upon you. You just rise up. You just take it, in other words. Have a cookie. I believe I will. That's what you do. Okay, you're getting it. Okay. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I've had mercy on you. Now we understand words and how King James put words out. Here's what we say. Jesus took the stripes. You get the favor and mercy. It's already been taken. God's offering you mercy right now. He's offering you mercy. He's offering you favor. And they are two different things. Favor is very different than mercy. Mercy is, in some places it means hesed, which means this tender, loving covenant God that's trying to get to you. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no words for it. It's so wonderful. And of course, you understand favor. I don't have time to teach that. Verse 11, therefore your gates shall be opened continually. Now this gets interesting. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and the kings in procession. So the doors of the church will have no time to close. And there shall be provision to keep them going. So don't start freaking out as the glory falls and saying, who's going to be there all the time? You think pastor's going to get worn out? God said he'd provide. We'll all do it. We'd all take a turn unlocking the door and saying what we doing what we need to do. God's got a plan. It'll be all right. And it's not about us getting worn out. It's not about that. He has a way to do it. But I'm dreaming that big. I'm dreaming that people will want God every day. Every single day they'll want God. I want God every day. I mean, he's not a Sunday God. Praise the Lord. All right. For the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish, and those nations shall be utterly ruined. So without God, they're not going to flourish. They cannot flourish. 13. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the pine, the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. So he's going to make our place of worship beautiful. Amen. It's going to be beautiful spiritually and physically. We'll have what we need to have to get everything more beautified. Praise the Lord. Y'all receive that?
Yes.
But listen, that includes you too.
Yes.
You're about to become more beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Amen. Some of y'all are already beautiful. Some of y'all might need a little touch up, but it'd be all right. No, I'm kidding. Beautiful here. And then it comes out here. Amen. He's going to beautify his place of glory. You're beautiful to him. You're beautiful to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you're going to be more beautiful. All right. 14. The sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you, and those who despise you shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion, the Holy One of Israel. So those who were against you will humble themselves and come to respect you. I'm going to read down further. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated so that no one went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. All of the persecution you endured will turn around. Okay. Now, I want to say something about this. I know you've heard me say it before. Never accuse a servant of God to his master. Never do that. So, what God tidied up my prayers, because I certainly, those that have persecuted us, I certainly lied about us, whatever they've done, I certainly pray for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People that have gotten mad at us over things they thought or whatever, or maybe that we did, whatever the case may be, and they're blah, blah, blah. Now, I pray the blessing over them that they would do well. But I've X'd out the part of, Lord, bring them to the light and correct them. That's not my job. I'll leave that to the Lord. I'll leave that to the Lord. Now, I do pray the eyes of people's understanding will be enlightened, but not about how they've pounded on me publicly or whatever. I don't have time for that. We don't have time for that. We just need to pray, because we do not need to go to the Lord and say, did you see what they're, how they are? What you need to do is just get them out of this mind. The part that stinks out of there. And just add them to your prayers when you do think about them. Amen. And they will turn around, because we are the body of Christ and we love one another. Okay. So, 17, this is a good one. Y'all ought to shout when we get to this one. It says, instead of bronze, I bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stone, iron. I will also make your officers peace and your magistrates righteousness. Here it is. All will be made great again. Make America great again. That's what that's saying right there. Things will turn around. As we arise, as the body of Christ arises, things will turn around and we'll make America great again. And we'll make the church great again. And I absolutely believe that because it's written right here. Amen. We're going to see it. So you may not, I just don't know how it's going to happen. Listen, I think it was Jesse Duplantis was talking. I think it was him, someone I was listening to that was preaching at Nancy's. And Pastor Nancy Dufresne. And he said, you know, I was looking at some pictures of the Nazis standing on the streets in Germany. And then he said, and they're not there now.
Come on.
Boom.
They're not there now. It was taken care of, and Germany's different now. Before that, after that, we saw the wall come down. Brother Copeland prophesied the wall would come down, and Ronald Reagan got up and said to Mr. Gorbachev, tear that wall down. Remember that? Man, I said that like Texas. Tear that wall down.
Yeah.
Just slips out sometimes. Okay, so our streets, we can have turnaround. Our government, we can have turnaround. I know a lot of people are already going down the tunnel of, well, the world's, we're all going to end now, so it's going to get darker and darker and darker. People will get darker. It is true. People get darker. It said it would. But that doesn't mean this country can't. This country is based on a covenant that George Washington made with Almighty God. Great glory will exist in the church. Prosperity and happiness is the next one. It says, the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be an everlasting light. So great prosperity and happiness. Verse 20, your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. So there will not be long seasons of trouble and calamity. No longs, when you're arising and you're allowing the glory of the Lord to live on you and through you, there won't be long seasons. Things happen, but you recover and move forward. You don't stay in long seasons.
That's right.
Amen. I like that a lot. Praise the Lord. Okay. Also, your people will be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. So our people will know who they are, and from there they will do what is right, do it right, because it's right.
Amen.
People start acting right, start and get some integrity back, start lying. I'm just amazed. And y'all can forgive me for this if you're wondering why. How come Pastor never likes my stuff on Facebook? Pastor doesn't open Facebook but about maybe once every 6 weeks, okay? So give me a break. I'm just not interested in seeing everybody constantly tell us that they went to Starbucks and then they went to HEB and then here's my new face and now here's my new face. I'm just not interested in that kind of stuff. It just, you know, praise the Lord. I do love when people preach on it and stuff, but I don't know. It's not my thing. So, but I was amazed when I saw how many times Dr. Dobson, I looked at it yesterday, Dr. Dobson and Dr.
Carson
have been pirated for a CBD product.
Yeah.
I went and looked at Dr. Dobson's site, and they said, he is not doing this stuff. But it just rolls and rolls and rolls. And how many people are clicking on that to buy that product to get rid of their dementia? Now, if there's something to help it, I'm glad about that. But people just lie and just do all this stuff. They just put stuff on there. I declare that this gets cleaned up in Jesus' name. I declare this is the glory of the Lord, and the great awakening spreads across America, that people start doing what's right because it's right. Just stop cheating the people and lying to the people.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, next, let's see. You will get your land and keep it. You get your land and keep it. Verse 22. A little one shall become a thousand and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten in its time. So there shall be great increase, and it will come in its season. And I believe that season's now. Okay, so I'm going to name them all off to you real quick here. Just from choosing to arise. Just because you're saying today, I choose to arise in the glory of God. His glory will be seen upon you. People gather together to come to you. They will want to be fed truth. They gather and come in groups. Wealth brought in by the most principal means, the best way to get it, the best carriers. Other family lines will come into our covenant. Muslim conversions. God will glorify his house of glory. Large groups or amounts hasten to you. They come quickly. God will give us use of the best tools and vehicles we need for the global call. People will turn to Jesus and come in and serve God. Favor and mercy. The doors of the church have no time to close, and there shall be provision to keeping them going. People without God will not flourish and cannot flourish. He will make our place of worship beautiful. That includes you. Those who were against you will humble themselves and come with respect. All of the persecution you endured will turn around. Whatever is valuable and rich, which those without God possess, shall contribute to your welfare. All will be made great again. People embrace the truth and turnarounds happen. America will be great again. Great glory will exist in the church, prosperity and happiness. There will be no long seasons of trouble and calamity. Our people will know who they are, and from there they will do what is right. Do it right because it's right. You will get your land and keep it. There will be a great increase. Sounds like a good time to arise to me.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to remember this as we go out of here in just a few minutes. I did not pick this for a New Year's sermon, okay? I was talking to the Lord about my own personal purpose and success, and he told me that my success was in the glory. That's what he told me. So I said to the Lord, I want a word on this. I don't know if y'all do that. I do. I said, I want a word on this, and he immediately fast spoke back and said, Isaiah 60, verse 1. I was like, okay. That didn't come out of my thoughts. I was just in this place of going along with him and just praying. So, I'm arising. And I hope you're going to join me. To arise is a choice. You have to first and foremost get yourself to another level. You can see that the blessing can work in full capacity when you're carrying the heavy presence of God. It'll work in full capacity. Have you heard the prophecies that say all the gifts of the Spirit are going to flow?
Yeah.
And they're going to flow 100%?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesse prophesied to me that night, the New Year's Eve meeting, and said that I had a Swiss Army knife in the Spirit and that I could use all of them at once, all of the blades at once. Well, I'm real familiar with that because I carry one around with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, every girl needs a good tool. But so that's all the fruits of the Spirit. That's all the giftings. All right? So these things can work with you at full capacity. Got it?
Yes.
So we need to choose that. So I'll just say to you, because I always have to say it this way, if you want to go the hard way, you can. You can be so proud of your hard work and, oh, these two hands have done all these things, you know. Or you can humble yourself under a mightier hand.
Yeah.
And it'd be a lot easier. Just be a lot easier. Praise the Lord. It doesn't mean you don't do your job. You do your job. You do your assignment. But it means you have someone way bigger and smarter that's helping you fulfill the plan. And he'll just tell you, he's looking over your shoulder. How many times was somebody teaching you how to do something and you were using the tool and they said, now do it this way.
Yeah.
Now do it this way. Amen.
Yes.
Y'all listening to me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. do it this way. And you were able to do it easier because you did it that way because you were watching them. Yeah. Amen. That's what God is doing. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, here's how you arise. Number one, make a quality decision. Mm-hmm. If God's offering me this, I'm going to take it. Yeah. Number two, pray. Ask for strength, encouragement, correction, whatever help and wisdom you need from the Lord as you begin to flow through this. Number three, meet with God. You got a whole sermon on that a few weeks ago. Meet with God. Danny taught us that. The next one, don't throw anything at me, okay? Fast. Fast. Deny yourself something that tends to get too much of your attention. In fact, we're going to call a church-wide fast.
Amen.
We're not going to ask you not to eat and drink. We're going to ask you to, you know, like the folks, like over at the Catholic Church, the folks do Lent. They give up something. We're going to ask you to deny yourself something while we pray for so many days here in February, okay? Mm-hmm. So you be praying about what to give up. And if you're a non-smoker, don't give up cigarettes. If you never eat sugar, don't give up sugar. Probably not a problem in this house, but I'm just telling you, ask the Lord about it. Maybe it's a particular show you shouldn't watch for a week. You think like, I'll just record them all. No, I don't, whatever it is, I'm not going to butt into your business, but I'm going to ask you to do this with us because fasting doesn't change God. It changes you. And it causes you to be more sensitive, and then you'll have this breakthrough with God. Amen. So we'll be doing that. Okay, let me hurry up here and get done. We're doing good. Okay. So number five, meditate these verses. Stay on Isaiah 60. Look at them. Come to church prepared to corporately step into new places in the Spirit. When you get here, just know it might be different. Just like it's been today, it's been different today. Number seven, say no to your flesh both here in church or in other situations. Tell the devil no. Resist the devil. Number eight, take your thoughts captive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do not allow them to exalt trouble, greed, fear, or failure. Mm-hmm. And don't bring it to church.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come in positively. Come in with y'all agree with me. This is what we're going to have.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Y'all getting sleepy? Praise the Lord. Wonder what the temperature is out. Don't open your phone and look right now.
Amen.
I'm almost done. Take your thoughts captive. Number nine, very important. Love people.
Amen.
Love people. Number 10, respect the things of God. Respect the things of God. Number 11, respect the house of God. Take a nap before you come. Listen for change. Allow the Lord to show you where you might need to make a change. 13, and this is number one. I'm going to close with this. Worship God in your house and in this house. Worship God. Worship God. Worship. Don't stand here numb. Worship God. Worship God at home. Worship God. That's when he's able to get in here and do something. Worship God. This song that you sang this morning, you're worthy of it all. Okay, so just every 30 minutes, I just sing that line just to keep me in that place. Just going, you're worthy of it. I just do that. And Deb was like, you know, if you sing a line, Deb's going to go. She'll be singing. Yeah. And so I was telling her that's what I was doing. I'm staying up there. Stay up there. You're worthy, Lord. You're just worthy. Thank you, Jesus. You're just worthy. You can worship God all day long and do your business and meet with people. You don't have to rattle off tongues in front of everybody, although they should know we do that. Like Larry said, he didn't sugarcoat anything. Church, I came out of a church where they said tongues were of the devil. Now, interesting, the Apostle Paul said he spoke in tongues more than you all. So that must mean the Apostle Paul was of the devil. The early church spoke in tongues at the day of Pentecost. So were they of the devil? All along the line, listen, I served the devil. We never spoke in tongues. I got that from Jesse. Okay. Duplantis, of course. Okay, so back to the subject here. Listen for change. Worship God in the house. Worship God when you're alone. So I think out of everything that we're talking about here, the most important ones would be prayer and worship. They're going to make all the rest of this stuff come true. You will love if you'll pray and worship. You will. You'll prosper if you'll do these things. Remember Cliff in Hawaii. He prospered. Everything else will flow if we do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this word today. Lord, we will arise. We will shine. We will give you the glory, Lord. We will allow you to do what you want to do. We thank you for your presence right now, just here before we leave. We worship you. We worship you. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for glory. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your heavenly atmosphere. We pray this week over Larry's family, over the Wallace family, and we say all of them, sisters, all the connections, that they will walk in just a glow and a flow of the anointing of God, releasing the power of God as they go through this week. We thank you, Lord, for great change in the body of Christ. Father, we pray over the caucus that's starting tomorrow, and we declare it goes God's way. And we declare that the cheater is locked out in Jesus' name. In fact, we declare and decree a thing and establish a thing, and the light will shine on our path that the thief and the cheater is locked out of 2024. We have the keys. Pastor Hank was given a key to shut the enemy out. And we take that key because we've been given that key, and we shut the enemy out. You will not get into our election. We believe the angels of God will be stationed and the power of God will work in this election in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the recovery of the hostages in Jesus' name from Israel. And Father, we thank you for the recovery of the hostages that are sitting in jail in America in Jesus' name. We thank you that they're free in the name of Jesus. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. You good? Hallelujah. God is good. All the time. Brave licking. That was your word today. Brave licking. That's what the Lord told me. Not Dave licking, brave licking. He's about to approach something good, huh? Amen. Glory to God. Well, you're about to, do we have announcements? Okay. So we're about to walk out into some weather. Drip your pipes. I know you've already covered them, right? You better have. Keep warm. And this thing's going to pass over easy, and it's not going to hinder any of us. Danny.
Monday, I believe Miss Karina has postponed her meeting. And so if you were planning on going that or someone to referring to that, you will post shortly when it's going to be. Yes. And then also on Tuesday, we will not have prayer in the house. There will be something online for you Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. So if you are part of the thermostat group, if you come to Tuesday morning prayer, there will be something online on Tuesday, but we will not be here in the house. But be sure to be here Wednesday night at 7 p.m. There will be service on the in the house at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Also, in just about a week, I've had a couple people reach out, so I just want to let you know, not this week, but the following week, I will send out an email from the realm, Ooh, that sounds nice. I will send out an email. You'll see it come from Victory Church with your contribution notices on there. If you're needing a printed copy, please feel free to text, email, come see me, and I will get that over to you. But we will have contribution summaries going out. Not this week, but the following week, you will absolutely have them, by the last day of the month. And I believe that is everything.
We're not canceling these meetings from weather. We're going to the minister's conference.
Yeah.
Okay. So we, you know, we won't be able to hold the prayer meeting. That's what we're talking about now. Tomorrow, the ice stuff, possibly. But the rest of these meetings are just, we've never failed to go this meeting. Y'all can pray for us because we're determined to go and be there.
Absolutely.
no matter what, no matter cold or whatever. So Miss Patty's going to preach for y'all on Wednesday. And then, of course, you can be here for the Wallaces. They're real busy getting things together. So praise the Lord. Just be sure and hear the Holy Ghost on that. Amen. All right. You good? All hearts and minds clear? We're going to arise.
We are.
And when we arise, it's going to help our country. It's going to help people all around us. Amen. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you guys.